This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Chris McDaniel. The Columbia Police Department is taking measures to tighten security during spring break. The department will focus their patrols on areas which have a high number of residents leaving and will use plainclothes officers and unmarked police vehicles to deter possible burglaries. Columbia Police Department spokesperson Letitia Stroyer says residents should also do their part to make sure that their homes are safe.
Well, we see a high number of burglaries during the winter break and also during spring break.
The department is encouraging residents to make their homes look as if they're still lived in. They recommend leaving lights on, arranging for the pickup of mail and newspapers, securing doors and windows, disabling garage doors, and taking expensive items with them. Residents who are not leaving for spring break are encouraged to notify the police if they see any suspicious activity. A Missouri lawmaker is pushing tougher penalties for hunters who accidentally kill someone. Under existing law, the State Conservation Commission may suspend the hunting privileges for up to 5 years for any hunter who causes an accidental death. Legislation by Senate Majority Leader Tom Dempsey would double that to 10 years. A Republican from St. Charles, Dempsey says the longer suspensions are needed so that hunters understand the seriousness of killing someone, even if it is an accident. Dempsey says a constituent asked him to seek the tougher penalty after her husband was accidentally shot and killed in 2008 while hunting turkey with a friend. Legislation allowing some motorcyclists to cruise Missouri's highways without helmets has stalled in the state Senate. The bill would relax Missouri's current helmet requirement so that it would apply only to people younger than 21. Senators defeated an amendment Monday by Senator Rob Schaff, a physician from St. Joseph, stating that anyone injured while not wearing a helmet would not be eligible for Missouri's Medicaid program. But opponents continued to speak out against the bill, and senators set it aside without voting. They could return to the legislation at a later date. But in 2009, Governor Jay Nixon vetoed a similar bill that would have lifted the helmet requirement for motorcyclists 21 and older. The Missouri House is debating all 13 bills this afternoon that make up the state's proposed budget for the year. Lawmakers are offering up several amendments to the budget. One in particular would have shifted $150,000 from the state's biodiesel fund to Alzheimer's patients. It was sponsored by independent House member Tracy McCreary of St. Louis County.
Missouri spends more than $150 million annually in Medicaid dollars to care for people with dementia and Alzheimer's in nursing homes. An investment of another $150,000 for Alzheimer's service grants that provide respite care assistance could potentially save Missouri millions in Medicaid nursing home costs.
The amendment was voted down, mostly along party lines. Republican John Cawthorn of Audrain County said that the state needs to honor its agreements with the biodiesel industry. But he also told McCreary that if she had come to him earlier, they might have been able to find $150,000 for increased Alzheimer's funding. House leaders plan to give first-round approval to all 13 budget bills before the end of the day. It appears the Missouri Supreme Court might not rule on legal challenges to congressional and state House districts before the candidate filing period ends next week. The High Court did not release decisions today, which was a scheduled day for rulings to be handed down. The court's next scheduled hand-down is April 3rd, although the candidate filing period for this year's elections ends March 27th. However, the Supreme Court still could release a decision on a special hand-down day. Boundaries for Missouri's U.S. House districts and those of the state House and Senate have been redrawn based upon the 2010 census. Two lawsuits contend the congressional districts are not sufficiently compact. A separate case challenges the revised state House map developed by a commission of appellate judges. For KBIA News, I'm Chris McDaniel.